I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
You know, I've been here holding it down this whole season. We talked Cheetah Girls, we talked Halle Berry, we talked Degrassi, all my favorite things. And this, right now, right here, right now, is the final episode of this season.
I mean, wild.
It's wild.
I can't believe it. Where has the time gone?
Oh, I know where the time went for me. I spent it doing this thing.
Wait, oh, no, what did you do?
Beyonce? You look like Luther Vandross.
Ho. But make it fashion.
It's Britney, yeah, bitch.
We were rooting for you, Tiffany.
We were all rooting for you.
Who said that?
Welcome to Back Issue, a podcast about formative pop culture moments we still think about. I'm your host, Josh Quinn. So, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
You know that I've always had this goal. I've always wanted to be able to put together a song and then record it in a studio. And when I was thinking about what the last episode of this season should be, the first thing that popped into my head was this MTV show from like the early 2000s. It was called Made. Do you remember that show?
Oh my gosh, yes!
For those of you who don't know, Made was the show on MTV, and they would take kids in high school and they would get made into something, like a DJ or a soccer player or a model.
I want to take a chance
to be the best.
Meet Christine. She wants to be made into a model.
To the runway, please.
You're not wild with me.
You're walking like RoboCop.
It's gonna take a lot of work.
And you watch them get pushed to their limits, get up at 6 a.m., train, get tired, and then they would enter them into some sort of final challenge where they would perform their talents in public. One of the biggest things that scares me around the idea of like writing a song and putting it together, recording it, it's always been like being vulnerable in front of people.
Same.
I am a Capricorn, I don't know if you've realize that, and I tend to have issues with doing things in public that I'm not really good at.
I feel it's like you're afraid of looking like a fool in front of a bunch of people. So I'm really proud of you for trying stuff.
So I want to put myself out there, and I want to try to make a song, and I want to do this because music is a really, really, really big part of me. Not just listening to music, like I listen to music all the time, but I hear it, like random beats in my head and melodies that I don't know how to communicate. They don't have anywhere to live. I don't know how to play an instrument, but I constantly have music around me, even in my work. Like in the shows that I make, the scoring is really important to me. I spend a lot of time picking songs and being like, it should come in here and it should fade here. Let's put a reverb tail here so that the shows that I make, like this one, feel the way that I want them to. I've always wanted to create music. Like, I've always wanted to take what I heard in my head and have it play in real life. I remember when I was in middle school, my mom read this article that said kids that played an instrument, they did better in school. She was like, I signed you up for two, but I didn't know what I wanted to play. I looked at the musty boys who played the drums, like one drum, like not a drum set, just like one drum, like that Nick Cannon movie. I was like, nah. I saw myself as more of a brass girl, you know, loud, pronounced. So I picked up a trumpet, then a saxophone, but I never mastered any of them. I always gave up before I could get good. But I'm not giving up this time. Today, on this land, I'm gonna become a songwriter.
Oh my gosh.
So at the end of this, I'm gonna play it for you, and I want you to tell me exactly what you think. And you have to be honest.
Absolutely. Is there choreo? Can we get a full stage production? Is there pyro? Don't spoil it for me. Just surprise me.
Okay, I won't. Before we get to that song, I'm going to take you back to the very beginning when I decided to put this together and introduce you to my coaches. I have these three coaches that I really trust to not make me sound, and more importantly, feel dumb during this process, because it is a process, and it's one that I really have no idea about, right? Like, I've never put together a song before. There's Rich, whose role was like recording engineer.
My name is Rich. I'm going to be Josh's coach for recording.
No, I know this young man. Good.
There's Claire. She's a singer, she's a songwriter, and she has this band. It's called Tiny Deaths.
Hey, my name's Claire. I'm from Tiny Deaths, and I'm going to be Josh's coach for songwriting/vocals.
And there's Raj, who is a music producer.
Hey, this is Raj, aka Cooked by Raj, and I'm here to be Josh's coach for music production.
Shout out to Raj. Okay, so you got a nice little team.
Yeah, we got a nice little team, nice little squad, and all of them committed to working with me to put this song together. We were going to work in this small studio, all four of us together in one room. We all set up three studio sessions over the course of 3 weeks. So The first studio session, we were going to build out a beat that we liked. The second studio session, we had to write lyrics that fit the song and what I wanted to say. And third, I had to perform it so that we could record it, and then we had to mix it.
Wow, my brain is already, like, I did not consider that at all.
It's like, duh.
Right. So far, I'm feeling it. I'm into it. It is a lot that you got going on a little bit. So, I mean, you know, I'm here. I'm going to let you land, and I'm just going to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, you sit back and watch how this all unfolds. I'm going to take you on a fantastic voyage of my sound journey. Let's take it back. And start at the top. Session one. I don't know, y'all. There's a million different ways that you could write a song. The way that we decided to start was by going through sounds that we liked. Rich is working through all these sounds on this platform. It's called Splice, and it's basically like a library of different sounds and loops and vocals and percussion. It's kind of like a music apothecary.
These are pretty moody so far.
I know.
You know that feeling when you go to the grocery store and you're walking down the aisle and there's like 1,000 different kinds of ketchup? Going through the beats and sounds, I felt this like form of task paralysis or like option paralysis where I was just like, am I making the right choice? Like, Rich is cycling through all these different sounds and I'm just like, there's so many options. Until it just hit me in the chest.
There we go.
That's definitely closer to the vibe for sure.
I could feel it in my sternum. As soon as I heard it, I knew it right away. Like, that drum loop, it just felt so strong, like, and it gave me the feeling of someone in heels walking across a hard floor, just like clack, 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 clack. And it made me want to throw a little ass, too, so there's that. Okay, so we did it. We found the loop, which would carry the song, but what was the song even about? Which brings me to the next session. Session two. Who said that?
You said that?
Choosing what the song was about was so hard. I mean, we landed on this loop, But now I had to songwrite, and that's always been really, really hard for me. I'm not good at writing songs. I've tried this before, and it was a nightmare. I was like, okay, what are some important issues to me, to culture, to society? And the first thing I thought of was something that I know I've heard folk singers sing about, especially in like the 60s and the 70s, the environment. So I was like, should I write something about the climate crisis?
They gave me a plastic straw, 'cause they didn't care about the environment, 'cause they were trying it. Something like that.
Bitch, I was trying it. I was like, what else is a pressing issue that feels like really immediate to me? And I thought about all the book banning and the banning of Black American history being taught. And I was like, when aren't racists racisting? So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make a song about Karens.
With your bad haircut, tell me where you live, Karen. I want to talk to your manager.
Something like that.
And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, this ain't it. This ain't it. People are marching in the streets and I'm over here putting this out. I'm not trying to be on the wrong side of history. Like, my ancestors would have slapped me in the back of my neck. I was like, okay, I can play it a little bit safer. What are most songs about? Love. I could write a love song, and y'all know my soft side for like loving pop punk emo bands from 2005. So I was like, what if I wrote a love song in the style of like Taking Back Sunday or Coheed and Cambria?
Can't believe this love I found. Even though I'd wanna get out of this town. Give me back my skater belt. I left at your place.
So this time, I maybe wanted to write a song that wouldn't make me cringe for the next 40 years. So I tried to work through what I was feeling with my coaches.
I feel so stupid.
I feel stupid. Do I look like I'm judging you right
now? No, I know you're not, but I feel stupid.
But okay, let's unpack that. Why do you feel stupid?
Because I'm doing something that is uncomfortable.
I think it's good to differentiate between feeling uncomfortable and feeling stupid. There's nothing stupid about what you're doing.
No, I know.
It's brave, it's badass, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? It is also uncomfortable. Like, that's real.
I started to feel like, you know what? I'm here. I might as well just give in and try it. If it's awful, then at least I tried, you know?
Okay, let's do it.
Well, let me ask you this. So, like, just hearing this, what comes to mind in terms of, like, harmony and lyrics and words, or
I didn't know what I wanted to say, so I closed my eyes and I tried to listen to myself. It's not always an easy thing for me to do. The first thing I heard was a long, exhausted sigh. Like, I don't know if y'all have noticed, but outside of some bullshit, there's all this push to get back to normal. All these CEOs talking about how remote work is going to ruin the economy while they take extra pay bumps, and all these attacks on communities that I belong to and that I love. And it's exhausting. It's tiring. I wake up exhausted.
Try and keep your head up to the sky.
I don't know if y'all remember this song. It's 1994's adult contemporary smash that was in every soundtrack and every commercial. It's You Gotta Be by Desiree.
You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger.
I love this song, but I also acknowledge it is not 1994. So, Then what's my version of an affirmation song today? I'd say it's this. Act Up by The City Girls. A song that makes me feel like anyone would be lucky to have me max out all of their credit cards. Fucking on a scamming ass, rich ass nigga. Or this. If you wanna see some real ass, baby, here's your chance. I say that's Savage Remix, Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyoncé. Which makes me feel like swag on 100,000.
Truly. Please don't give me hype. Write my name in ice. Can't argue with these lazy bitches. I just raised my price.
Or this.
Y'all calling me crazy when a bitch been ballin' all day like Brady.
That's Doechii with her song Crazy. She's being 100% herself without compromise. She's expressing herself authentically. I've always loved a song where an artist is just talking their shit in a culture that always teaches, especially queer people, especially black people, especially queer black people, to be humble, to take a little, to take as little space as possible. It's so refreshing to see someone spread their elbows out, take what they feel like is theirs, to exist without compromise. So when Raj, my music producer and coach, when he asked me,
do you want to write about Josh? How are you feeling?
It just came to me.
I just want like a bad bitch anthem.
Bad bitch anthem, an affirmation song. A song where I could listen to it and feel renewed and like a bad bitch. So 8 hours later, we had a beat. We had the outlines of what felt like an idea coming together. But then I was like, oh shit. We need lyrics. I hadn't written anything down. And that's definitely not something a bad bitch would do.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
And I want to tell you about a podcast I think you're going to love.
Who Weekly is a podcast about everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't.
Does celebrity news stress you out?
Are there too many people you've literally never heard of?
Check out Who Weekly, a podcast hosted by Lindsay Weber and me, Bobby Finger.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we'll answer the most burning listener queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly on the Odyssey app or wherever else you get your podcasts.
I'm Shimon Liai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now, I'm coming back as a judge. And also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully, no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Back issue, and we're back. My coaches gave me some homework. I was supposed to write down some ideas for what type of lyrics I wanted to write for the song. And of course, I psyched myself out and didn't come up with anything. I had writer's block real bad, like real bad. So I did what I always do when I can't get work done. Procrastinate on the internet, look through a bunch of old videos online. And when I was doing that, I came across a clip that would send me to bad bitch Nirvana. A clip from one of my favorite creators, Issa Rae. It's a clip.
There's that Issa Rae sample. I'm sorry, but it's a
me season.
Season.
Y'all gonna be real mad at me. Yeah. I like that one. Let's do that. Yeah. Let me pull that. Okay, cool.
I love this idea. I love it. I loved the idea of celebrating all the hard work you had put in, taking a moment to acknowledge the bad bitch that you are. I was like, okay, okay, let's keep going. Put the clip at the top of the song. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Like me season right now.
It's timely.
It is timely.
I felt the momentum, the ball was rolling, more words began to appear as we built on this idea of me season.
Like inflation raised my feet.
Oh, that's kind of catchy.
We had the outlines of a song, we had a beat, we had a chorus, we had a verse, but you know when you have like a dish and it has all of these ingredients, but it just doesn't taste exactly like how you had it in mind. It's good, but it's not hitting. Like, you know, when you do the shoulders with hitting. I felt like this, and I didn't know exactly why. So I called my resident chefs for our third session. Session 3. It's missing the sauce.
I kind of hear that, feel like some of the parts might be too many layers of vocals, a little congested.
And it's wordy too.
It's wordy. Yeah. Rich and Raj went to work taking out elements, unearthing a song below. It was like clay. Things began to clear up and I started hearing my voice in a different way. As we worked and we worked and we worked and we worked, part of the songs just started clicking. Like they started making sense to me. We started adding new lyrics.
Bitch.
Yes! That's the energy we want.
Vocal elements.
Been on my grind.
Different percussive elements.
And not the shakers.
Vocal effects.
It's me. That one sounds so late 90s.
Background vocals.
You just swipe left.
Oh, what was that, Josh?
Something like that.
I kept feeling like the song was full of right angles. Like it was hard and the attitude was supposed to be hard. I want it to feel hard, but in the great words of Desiree, not too hard. I wanted to add an element that I feel like Rich would call lush. He found this synth, right? It was called Cloud Supply. And this synth changed the entire vibe of what we had been making. And then Raj started playing these chords and it changed even more. It kept feeling like it was getting closer and closer to what I heard in my head.
It feels like a completely different song. It's crazy how that can happen.
It's magic.
It's like one texture and all of a sudden everything's different. That's wild.
At the end of this last songwriting session, I felt like someone had taken a 20-pound weight off of the top of my head. I was really mad at myself for having this idea. It was really hard. But at the end, it was worth it. I interviewed my coaches to see how they felt about my progress as a wannabe recording artist and a wannabe songwriter. Here's what Claire had to say.
You're vocalizing those ideas in a way that's like a lot more direct and confident and mm-hmm. like self-assured. And I think like you seem a lot less shy about like voicing opinions and ideas and like putting your stamp on the song. Mm. So I've seen a lot of like self-actualization.
Okay.
Confidence.
Okay.
And then also I think your abilities as a vocalist have improved as well.
Rich and Raj also had some thoughts.
I mean, the difference that I notice is just you overall being more comfortable. Like I've seen the progression from one session to the next. Like, especially compared to the first one.
What do you think, Raj?
I agree. You're super musical and talented. So you have it. You already have it in you. And it was just about getting those reps in and getting more comfortable. And of course, being around people that you feel comfortable around and in spaces that feel safe.
I think that's what Raj was saying. You already had it. So like, it was just like, how do we just get that out and show you how to translate it into Ableton, you know, and recording.
Y'all are really sweet. I really appreciate it. Thank you for letting me learn from y'all. I really appreciate it.
Tracy, you still with me?
Yeah, girl, I'm here.
been listening the whole time. I'm here.
I have to, you know, finish out the rest of my challenge. So, I'm gonna play you the song that I worked so hard on. And I'm, my stomach is in, is on the floor.
Why? Like,
I'm so nervous because I really,
it's just me?
I know, but it is you, and I just, I, like, you're my friend, and I value your opinion, and I also value your taste level. So, I feel like if you think it's whack, it's whack. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that. I'm usually right. But I promise that even if it is whack, which I cannot figure that it would be in any universe, I'll still be your friend. I got friends that make whack music. And I don't name no names. But I'm sure that it's not going to be whack.
Okay. I'm going to play the song for you.
This is so exciting. I feel like I'm front row at a Beyonce show. I love it.
All right. Here's the song.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know what to say. It's feeling like me season right now. I feel so bad for anybody who doesn't fuck with me.
That you could like play at like a party. I'm gonna have a party just so I can.
So we can play the song?
Yes! Wait. Do you need a listening party? A premiere party? Is that what they do on Love and Hip Hop? It's happening.
Yes!
Can't wait. Oh my gosh! This is amazing. This is
I'm
like.
I'm so excited that you like it.
You got like background vocals and like. Actual production. I don't know what I was expecting. Like, I knew it was going to be good, but this is like a song song. A song. It's like a song song. Oh my goodness.
I would not have been able to do it without Rich and Claire and Raj. They were my guides, but also therapists on my way to like music making land. Like, this was so uncomfortable. And so awkward. It made me so nervous. And I felt stupid so many times. And each time they'd be like, okay, calm down. You're doing something new. This is all a part of it. It's a part of the journey.
Okay, Josh. In the words of our patron saint, Tyra Banks, I have a question for you. I think I know the answer. But did you
learn something from this?
I did.
What'd you learn?
I'm not trying to put 20 on 10, I'm really not, but I really do think that this was one of the most formative things that I've done in a really long time. Like,
really?
I put myself out there in a way that, like, I never thought I would, but always have wanted to. I feel like I learned that you don't have to be good at something at the beginning. Like, everything is a process, and it's all a journey, and we should really just be doing what we want, and that things that feel good. Like, you know what I mean? And music, making music feels good. And so even if it's for me and I listen to it by myself in my room, I'm going to keep doing it.
Aww. You make me want to write a song. Can we make a song together one day?
Please.
Yay. I'm serious. I think that's great. And I am so proud of you. If I can get mushy for a second or two. I know. I'm sorry. I didn't bring any tissues for anybody. But I am proud of you all the time. But like something like this really stands out to me on the list of things that I am proud of you for, because I know how in your head you can get a lot, and you've got your producer brain, and you know the slight perfectionist streak that you got going on. So something like this, like really like bearing your soul, because that's what you do when you sing in front of somebody. That's not something that I don't think I can do. Like, I feel like I would have felt exactly like you, and I might have turned around and walked home and been like, you know what, y'all, let's just have a regular conversation for this episode, you know, but you were able to do that, and I just love seeing you grow, and I just mean this really, really impressing me. You know,
it was so much for you.
I also want to personally say thank you for holding down the fort and allowing me to go get myself and my head together. It means,
of course,
so much, and I care for you so, so deeply, and it's one of the greatest gifts that anybody's given me.
I'm so proud that you did it. I'm so proud that you did it.
I'm proud of the both of us.
It's us season.
Us season!
And we will see you next season.
Bye.
Bye.
Back Issue is a production of Pineapple Street Studios. I'm the host and senior producer, Josh Gwynn. Back Issue was created by myself and Tracy Clayton. Our producers are Janelle Anderson, Zandra Ellen, and Ari Saperstein. Our editors are Leela Day and Emmanuel Hapsis. Our managing producer is Bria Mariette. Our executive producer is Leela Day, Gracie Award winner. And our intern is Noah Camuso. Today's episode was produced by myself and Raj Makija and edited by Leela Day, Gracie Award winner. Our sound engineers include Sharon Bardalis, Davey Sumner, Jason Richards, Jade Brooks, Marina Pais, Pedro Alvira, and Raj Makija. Art design by Cadence 13 and original music by Don Will, Raj Makija, Rich Mallory, Claire Tobenhaus, and me! Executive producers for Pineapple Street Studios are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Max Linsky. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Regarding Josh. You can follow the show on Instagram at Back Issue Podcast. And you can use the hashtag Back Issue Podcast on Twitter if you're brave enough to open that website up. You can subscribe to this podcast wherever free podcasts are sold. Please leave a review, especially if you're going to leave 5 stars. It really does help. Tell your friend, tell your enemies, tell everyone that you know. Write a song about it. I'll see you next season. Bye.